USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There will be nothing that America cannot do.
America celebrating its independence yesterday with President Trump giving a rousing speech last evening during his salute to America on the National Mall.
Through centuries, our soldiers have always pointed toward home, proclaiming, "This we'll defend." They live by the creed of Douglas MacArthur. In war, there is no substitute for victory. They are the greatest soldiers on earth.
Department of Justice officials facing a 2 p.m. deadline today to explain how the department plans to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. A federal judge in Maryland giving that deadline, that judge is overseeing one of three lawsuits that have challenged that question. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
The NFL Miami Dolphins lineman Kendrick Norton is hospitalized after a serious motor vehicle crash that led to him having to have his arm amputated. It happened in Miami-Dade County. Norton reportedly still in critical condition. Southern California can expect continued aftershocks following Saturday's powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake that was centered near Ridgecrest, where it caused some landslides and structural damage, but seismologist Lucy Jones says L.A. itself got off unscathed.
Nobody in Los Angeles County was damaged. Nowhere close. We didn't get anywhere close to it. We just all felt it.
Rides at Disneyland were briefly shut down because of the quake. Joey Chestnut continues to reign as king of the hot dog eaters, cramming 71 dogs into his stomach in 10 minutes to win his 12th mustard belt at the Nathan's Eating Contest in Brooklyn yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A West Virginia man who built a coal empire that made him a billionaire has been killed in an accident. Chris Klein died when the helicopter he was traveling in to Fort Lauderdale from the Bahamas crashed into the Atlantic Ocean yesterday. The 60-year-old Klein's daughter and five others were also killed. Vice President Mike Pence on hand to welcome some new Americans on America's birthday.
Pence joined the head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is an immigrant herself, at a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C.
You come from 26 different countries. You come from just about every walk of life. There's an electrician among you, a banker. There's a college counselor, an IT engineer, and even an Uber driver.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Many Americans, when they think of the state of Alaska, think of cold weather all year round. Well, residents in Anchorage, Alaska, really feeling the heat after the city set an all-time high recorded temperature of 89 degrees yesterday. The previous high had been 85 set in June of 1969. Several recording stations in the Anchorage area also reached 90, one hit 91. And U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it confiscated 32 pounds of rat meat from a man at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport yesterday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.